Okay, today is Daf Chaf Ches, famous Daf today. Today and tomorrow, famous Daf. You could say that. You could say, top 10, I don't know about. Top 10, I don't know, but top 20.
Top 20.
Here we go. We're up to... So, yeah. Ikadiamri, on the second to bottom line. Ikadiamri, what? So we said before we start the second to Amri, that we had there was a statement. Whenever there's a voda that's kosher at night, a zar can't do it. And we asked a question on that. So now, it could be another version. Maske flor of deira. V'chiesh lecha avoda. Is there an avoda? Sheesh achareha avoda, which is followed by another avoda. Upsula bazar. And that's possible for a zar? That's the question. Because he said that also. If there was a voda that's followed by another avoda, any avoda that's followed by another avoda is possible for a zar. Now, there's a whole discussion here if this is even should even be read. I'll read it because it's in the Gemara. I'm only going to take out two words. Others take out Rashi doesn't take out this whole thing. Look at Rashi top line. Lo garsin l'kulei hachgirsa. He doesn't take out this whole thing, but I'll read it anyway because it's in the Gemara. V'harei evarim upadarim. What about evarim upadarim? So the Gemara says, well, let's sof avoda diyamamihi. That's the end of the avoda. That's nothing after that. If I read Trumas Hadeshen, what about Trumas Hadeshen? Same thing. Tchilas avoda diyamamihi. That's the beginning of avoda. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kidesh Yadav L'Trumas Hadeshen. If you wash your hands and you don't go to sleep, L'machar, so in the morning, Eino Tzarech L'Kadesh. You don't have to wash them again, as long as you didn't go to sleep. I know. Shekvar Kidesh Mitchilas avoda. Because it's the beginning of avoda. Now the next two words have to come out because there's no way they fit. Ela kasha. There's no way they fit. Ela itmar haki itmar amar asi amar biyochanan zor shesider shnei gizri etzim chayiv. If a zor does two gizri etzim, he's chayiv. Howel vavoda tamahi. That's it. There's nothing else. Maske florava ela meata. If it's a vavoda tama, tiboy pious. Why doesn't he get a pious? What do you mean, if a low boy pious? What do you mean, doesn't get a pious? Vatanya, Misha Zacha, but Trumas Hadeshen, Yitzchak, but Shidus, Shnegis, Reitzim. It is part of the pious. It's part of the pious of the Trumas Hadeshen. No, Hachi Kamar. The question is, if I see a low boy from the Atma, it should get its own pious. Kidam Rinan. We answered that already. What did we say? Really, we wanted to give Trumas, nobody wanted to do Trumas Hadeshen. So then people were doing it, but we will give Trumas Hadeshen a pious. Then people say, I'm not going to win that pious. It's not worth it. It's such a small benefit. Why should I bother with that one? So we threw other things in to make it more enticing. We threw in the Shnei Gizri Eitzim. Lememra davora tama v'zar chayav olav misa bayi. Lememra davora tama. It's davora tama v'zar chayav oleha misa bayi pious. Ein zar chayav olav misa lo bayi pious. I have a reshchita. What about shchita? Well, shayne shchita. Tchilas avoda diyamamihi. It's the beginning of the avoda. Now we're going to skip all the way down to Amar Mar Zutra. Skip like four lines, because the next part of the Gemara is taken out, right? Amar Mar Zutra, you see it? Amar Mar Zutra Vitam Ravashi Af Anon Nami Tanina. We also learned this, that what? That Shnei Gizri Eitzim is Avodah Tama. Amar Lehem Hamamuna, the assistant would say, Te'u Ura'u, go and see, Yegiyaz Man Shechita, if Man Shechita came, but he didn't say, go see if it's the time for Shnei Gizri Eitzim. Go see. Therefore, what do you see from that? That it can't even be done at night. It can't even be done at night. Because he didn't say, it was crack of dawn yet? We can start getting the day. He didn't say that. Why? See, what do you see? He could do it at night even. If that's true, right? Then putting on, this must be the kasha, then putting on a varm is a new avoda. If Shnei Gizri Eitzim can be done at night, if it can be done at night, then it's the end of the old avoda, right? So what does the Gemara say? Now, maybe it's not true. Maybe it can't be done at night. Ha, the lesle takanta katani. We only mention things, shchita, which has a takana. Is hacht is le takanta lo katani. What does that mean? Hacht is le takanta lo hacht is le takanta katani. Why did we say is it time for shechita? Which implies that Shnei Gezer Yetzer could be done at night. It says, no. Shnei Gezer Yetzer can't be done at night. Why do we mention Shechita? Because Shechita, you have to do it. Less late takanta, right? If you do it at night, it doesn't work. It's a hafid. It could be done at night. Could be done. It's late takanta, lo katani. It's okay if you do it at night. So do it afterwards. You do the Shechita, you blew it. Okay. Hajj alach parishona. In other words, why do we say, is it Shechita yet? Can we do Shechita now? Is it morning?
What does it have to do with putting an alarm on and not putting an alarm on? Because we wanted to make an inference.
Since he said, is it Shechita, why didn't he say, is it Shnei Gezer Yetzer time? Since he didn't say that, you can do it at night. He says, no. It's also the Zman of the day. Why do we say that? Because if you do it at night, then what did you do wrong? So do it again. If you do Shechita at night, you blew it. So therefore, we wanted to have a different story. Hajj alach berishona, Hajj alach berishona, Hajj alach berishona.
So you couldn't make another carbon.
I think we're going to get to that in the next 3 days. What do you do if you did it at night? But basically, you blew it. How do you fix it? We'll get to that. Amalehem hamamuna. Su'u uru'u imigiyaz man shechita. This is exactly the Mishnah. Go see if it's time for shechita. Meaning, is it the day? When exactly, what part of the day, dawn, nate, all these, I don't know. What's machlokes, right? Whatever it means. Im higia haroe, if taka, somebody saw the sun start to come up, Amar, he said, barkai, which is a, Rashi says, it's a lashon of sohar, light. Masi ben Shmuel Omer, heyer pnei kol mizrach ad shebe chevron. It's so lit up all the way to Chevron. But who Amar Hain? He would say yes. Who asked and who answered? Who Amar Hain? He said yes. So the Gemara is going to have machlok. It's exactly who asked and who answered. Okay. V'lama hitzdruchul l'kach. What's the whole? What is this whole production? Shepa machas one time ola ma'or halavana. They saw the light of the moon. V'dimu sheheir mizrach. They thought it was the light of the sun. V'shachatu es hatamid. They shafted the Tamid too early. It wasn't dawn yet. It was still night. V'hotziu l'beis ha-sreifa. And they took it to beis ha-sreifa. This was the... They did another one? I think they did. Right? But this one was blown. The Gemara on our base is going to say, or tomorrow, you see from here, this couldn't have been on Yom Kippur because on the... What? No. Because on the 10th of Tishrei, there is a moon. The moon can never be confused with the sun. Right, so it's getting bigger. It's almost here. No, they're not small. That the moon could never be confused with the where it is during the month. It can never be confused with. It never could happen like that. They're not that. Weren't that foolish? It couldn't happen like that. It means it's not once happened. It doesn't have to be this whole mission is not about Yom Kippur except for now. Horidu kohen gadol beis ha-tvila. We took the Kohen Gadol down to the base of Tefillah. Right? What for? Zaklal. Here's the rule. Hayyaba Mikdash. This was the rule in the base of Mikdash. Kol HaMetzach is Raglav. Anybody that went to the bathroom and for a bowel movement, Tohen Tefillah, had to go to the mikvah. V'chal HaMetzel Mayim. Anybody that urinated, Tohen Kila Shadayim V'Raglayim. Had to wash his hands and feet. Okay? Okay. Yeah.
They lowered it in all Yom Kippur?
What? No, he went to the mikvah 5 times.
What if hypothetically he had to go
to the mikvah again? Yeah.
He could go to 6 times?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say yeah.
Excellent.
Now, okay, here we go. Ready? Tanya. Rabbi Shmuel Omar Bar Parkai. Rabbi Shmuel said, he said the following lashon, Rabbi Kiv Omer Ola Barkai, Nechuma ben Apikishion Omer Af Barkai Bechevron, Masi ben Shmuel Omer, take out the word Omer, Hamamun ala Paisos, Omer Heir Pnei Kol Mizrach Ad Shebechevron, Rabbi Huda ben Beseru Omer Heir Pnei Kol Mizrach Ad Shebechevron, Ve'itzu Kol Am Ish Lamalachto. It's the time when everybody goes to work. So, Ihachi, Naga Halituva, 1 second, whenever it goes to work, that's already fully day. Everything else was at the crack of dawn. And I tell them when people are going on the train, after they have breakfast, and if it's very late. So he says, no, no, no. Let's go Paul and Kabir. I'm talking about the guy who's going to pay the workers. He's up there to crack the door, that guy. They're all saying the same Zman. Why they have all different lush on what they said. It's all the same. Now the Gemara says something fascinating. Amar Rav Safra, Rav Safra said, Tzilusa d'Avram, the Tfila of Avram,
the...
No. Yeah, Ihachi Nagale Tuva. When people are going to work, it's bright out. It's the morning already. No, let's go Paul and come in. The guy is going to pay the workers. He's up at the crack of dawn. Amar of Safra, Shilusa Davram, the davening of Avram, Rashi says, Shilusa Davram, it's the third wide line up on top there, Tfilas Harev Shalom, which means Mincha. The davening, Avram's davening of Mincha, was Mechi Meshachre Kosle, when the walls started to turn shady, meaning right at dawn, right at noon. Says Totosis Yishonim, one second, what on earth is the Gemara saying over here that Avraham daven mincha? We all know that Yitzchak daven mincha, right? What's going on here?
Well, he gets credit for
this. So some say that Avraham Avinu also daven mincha as a private thing. Yitzchak instituted it that it should be a practice. I always tell my wife, Yitzchak invented mincha because he had twins. Right? Get out of the house. Right, guys? others say that Hashem is another pshat. He says, Avraham, listen to this pshat. After Avram saw that Yitzchak instituted mincha, he adopted it. Right? He's not davening mincha. And why do we pick Avraham? So the Aruch says in a chanami we could pick Yitzchak also. This is nothing to do with Avram. Not going to be such an easy Gemara here coming up. They picked Avram because he's the first of the Avos. But in a chanami it could be Yitzchak too. Anyway, Amar of Yosef. Anan me Avram nekam v'nigmar. We shall learn a rule from Avram. That what? That mincha begins right at chatzos. We don't even do that, by the way. Because we're not sure when chatzos is. So, says Rabbi Yosef, we're going to pick chatzos? Says Rashi, right on the side here. On the right side. Bos lamdenu lios zrizin kavram. We shall learn from here to be a zariz like Avram. Right? What do you mean by that? What does Rashi mean by that?
A better place?
No. I think he's asking, you want us to do that? Is that possible? What does he mean by this? What's his question? Anan me Avram nekam v'nigmar? Amar Rava, what do you mean? Tana gamar me Avram. Of course we learn from Avram. V'anan lo gamarina, we shouldn't learn from him? What are you talking to Tanya? B'yama shmini yimor b'sal lasso. Ramalamed Shakol Hayom Kosher Lamila Ella Shazrizim Magdimin Lamitzvos. The whole day is kosher, but we always try to do things early. Shenemar Vashkim Avram Abok of Yaakov Chavosh. Avram got up early. So Rabbi Yosef, what's the issue? What's the question? Rabbi Yosef said, we want us to learn from Avram. What are we, Tadikim? What do you mean? We always learn from Avram. What's the problem? Ella Amar Rava.
I apologize. I gotta go back for a second. How did this come in Avram?
The Gemara, out of the blue, because we're talking about doing things early. So out of the blue, right? The crack of dawn.
There's no segue here at all.
There's no segue, right.
It's even more worse than not having a segue. Why is this all the thing about Avram doing mincha over there?
We're talking about chakras.
You just started off with the first meal already.
Right. I hear you. I don't know. It's a good question. It's a very good question.
When someone says Shas on this,
yeah.
He says, how come you learn from the Mekan the Torah before the Torah?
We're gonna get to that about the Mekan the Torah. We're gonna get to that in a minute. You hear what he's saying? So the Sitzchak says that you can scratch your head. What do I have to be so machbid to crack a door already that they're announcing on school? Let's get moving. Be such machbid to crack a door. Yeah, you found that Avram was the same way. Okay. So Ella Amar Rava, no, Rav Yosef Hakakashale. This was Rav Yosef's question. Not his question wasn't, what do you want? You want us to be tzaddikim like Avram? That wasn't his question. His question was, Ditnan, call Arve Pesachim Lios be'erev Shabbos. Whenever Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos, that's a busy day, because you're not allowed to roast the Karban Pesach on Shabbos. So you have to, that's the busiest day. It's worse than Erev Shabbos is worse than Shabbos. So if it's Erev Shabbos, that's the earliest time you're going to ever bring the Karban Pesach. Because you have to roast it and be finished with everything before. So what do? Nishchat b'sheshu mechza. So we bring the Karban Tamid, right? Sheshu mechza. V'karev b'sheva u'mechza. And you start right away with the Karban Pesach. It takes an hour, right? So Rashi says over here, it's the end of that Rashi. At the end of the Rashi of Chalilas Be'erev Pesach. Rashi explains in the beginning, you have to rush because you have to roast it beforehand. Erev Shabbos, right? Erev Pesach is on Erev Shabbos. If the minute the walls turn shady, it's already afternoon, Bein Harbayim. So why don't you start right away at Chatzos? Why are you waiting? Why are you waiting a half hour? That's the question. Why are you waiting a half hour? After all, Avraham Avinu did it the minute it started, the minute he davened mincha. So why don't we do it? So that was his question. His question wasn't, what do you want from us? He wants us to be like Avraham Avinu. He's such a... What kind of question was that? That wasn't a question. Avraham Avinu, of course we model. We try to follow him. The question was this. So why don't we follow him, Taka? He did mincha right away. So why don't we do it? If a regular day, we're not in a rush, you run into a suffix, I'm not exactly sure. Why not? So, I'm sorry, the Gemara says it. Nishchete mechi meshach mekasli. You do it right away when it turns shady. My question, what kind of question was that? Dilma, kasli bes hamikdash, sheishu mechza meshachwe, mishum, dilma machav netuva. The walls were not straight, Rashi says right here. Loha yezekufim betimtum. They weren't perfectly straight. Ulafisha achoma hoisa rechava malmata volechas and meskaseret vaola. It was thicker at the bottom and thinner on top. Lafikach ein chudo shel svas ovav lamaila meitel az vikasel jachuyu achi yistamech chama lamaira. In other words, the shadow wouldn't be the same on top and on bottom. Therefore, we have to wait. We have to wait a half hour. Says the Ritva. 1 second. Noon has nothing to do with walls. Has to do with noon. I'm going to answer with this. Noon has to do with noon. Is it noon or is it not noon? What is the walls? So the Ritva explained that if people would see that when the Beis HaMikdash starts busy, starts being involved with Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, they're going to say, this is noon? And according to my clock, it's 11:45. It's not noon yet. And they're going to make a mistake. Why? Because the walls were a false indicator. It could be we knew. And you'd be an astronomer, the Gemara's going to answer. Avraham Avinu was an astronomer, so he knew. Irregular people don't really know. So why? Because the walls throw everyone off. Basically, of course, they could have. To make that mistake, they made a low plug, we waited a half hour. That's what's going on here. Okay?
They had no atomic clock in the basement.
They had no atomic clock, no.
Now, why were the walls, was the walls intentionally designed like that?
Yeah, because it's thicker at the bottom, it gives more support. It could be a hair's breadth thinner. Could be. The point is, that's a false indicator. But, they could know, right? Inami or shiny Avram. Or, Avram's different. Why? Did Stagnina's Gedola Heights the believer? He was a big Medah, he could figure out exactly, right? Inami or Mishum the Zakan Yoshev Yeshivavi. He sat, Avram sat and learned. And when you sit and learn and you don't have to be so busy like the Kahanim, you're much more precise. To ask the Rashash, according to these two answers, why is Avram even mentioned here? He's not a model. He was different. He was unique. Right? He was special. What do you want from us? We're not like that. Even the Kahanim, the Rabbeinu Yaakov points out, even the Kahanim weren't like that. Right? Busy running around all day with Avoda. It's holy work, no question about it. But you don't have the same kind of preciseness. So what do you want from us? So the to make that make sense, as Fasemis says, he takes out the words inami. The inami doesn't mean it's not an answer. It's really more of the question, right? Should the Rebbe was saying, should we follow Avram? After all, he was such a precise person, and he knew the astronomy much better than us. You want us to be a model like that? How can it be a model like that? All right.
The
The leaders never leave yeshiva. They never leave having, yeshiva here means being in yeshiva. Hayim Mitzrayim yeshiva imahem. When they were in Mitzrayim, they had yeshiva. Shenemar lech vasafta zikne Yisrael. Hayim Bamidbar yeshiva imahem. Shenemar esvali yeshiva mishm zikne Yisrael. Avram Avinu zakan v'yoshev v'yeshiva hayim. Shenemar Avram zakan baba yamin. It's not to say, oh, he was an old man. It's not the point of this. Not to knock them. Yitzchak Avinu zaken v'yoshev v'yeshiva haya. Shenemar v'hiki zaken Yitzchak. Yaakov Avinu zaken v'yoshev v'yeshiva haya. Shenemar v'ein Yisrael kavdu mizoken. Right? Eliezer Eved Avram zaken v'yoshev v'yeshiva haya. Also, Eliezer also. Out of the blue, Eliezer. You have Midrash about Eliezer. He's like one of the people that never died. He went into Gan Eden alive. And then you have on the other end of the spectrum, he was terrible. After Avram left, he was terrible. He was a voter of Obed Amar Zara, one of the worst. He's like both sides of the fence. Here are the good Gemaras about him. Shenemar, he's a very, very enigmatic person, right? Very enigmatic. Shenemar v'yomar v'am el avdo zekan beso hamoshel b'chol asher lo. Amar of Elazar?
Why would he have a
message
about that?
What?
What did he do?
I know, what did he do? We'll get to that in a minute. Omar Belazar, Shemoshal B'Torah's Rabbo. He was like a ruler in the Torah of his Rebbe. Hu Damesek Eliezer. He's Damesek Eliezer. Omar Belazar, Shadola Umashka Mitaraso Shal Rabbo L'Acherim. He gave out his Torah of his Rebbe to others. Rashi says, Dole Umashka Nutrikun Shal Damesek. It's a combination of the word Damesek. It's clear from Rashi, Damesek does not mean Damascus. It doesn't mean that. It means someone who's dole umashke. The Medrash Agada says he was not from Damascus. How do you know? He was an Eved Kenani. He was from Kenani. He was from Damascus. Why does it call that? So either it's a nutrikin, it's an abbreviation, or he chased them to Damascus. So it's like he's the guy, the general that got all the way to Damascus. He reached. That's what it means. The Marsha says you never find in the Torah where it'll tell somebody the name of the place before the name of the guy. Yiftach HaGiladi, right? Eliyahu HaTishbi. You don't say HaTishbi Eliyahu. Damesek Eliezer. It's backwards. It doesn't mean Damascus. According to almost everybody, it doesn't mean that. What does it mean? It means something else. What's this doing here? This point. So the Chasam Sofer says, because we know that if you're Megadel, someone in your house, and you teach them Torah, it's as if you give birth to them. So Avram's scratching his head. Hashem told him to have a son. Maybe it's Eliezer. After all, he's Dolo Mashke. Right? He's Dolo Mashke the Torah. So maybe he's the one. And it's not a physical...
Avram asked that to him as well.
About Eliezer?
Of course.
No, he said, who is it going to be? Him?
Exactly.
Why him? Why him? Because he's a manager of the estate. No, that's not the reason. The reason is because he took over my Torah. So if that's the case, maybe, it doesn't have to be physical, right? The Gemara says, that's what this is doing here, right? It's to drive home the point. That's interesting. Okay. Where am I? Amar Rav, famous Gemara, Kaim Avram Avinu Kol Torah Kula. Avram kept the whole Torah. Now, it doesn't say Yitzchak kept the whole Torah, or Yaakov, or Yosef, just as Avram. Shenemar, Ekev Asher Shama Avram Bikoli. Right? Because Avram listened to me. So first of all, the Marsha asks, by the way, what is the big deal? What is the big deal that Rav said that? You know, there's a Mishnah that says that. There's a Mishnah in Kiddushin that says, Avram Asa Avram Avinu is called Torah Kula Adsol Avinu. So the Marsha answers, yeah, it says they're Asa, which means he did the Aseis. Here it says he was Makayim, which means the Los Aseis. Okay. Amar of Shimi Bar Chiya L'Rav, Ve'ema Sheva Mitzvos. Maybe it just means he kept the seven mitzvos. Like every guy has to do. Well, Ha Ikanami Mila. It's also Mila. Okay, good. So Ve'ema Sheva Mitzvos U'Mila. Maybe he did the Sheva Mitzvos and plus Mila too. Which everyone asked. If he was Makayim the whole Torah before it was given, why didn't he keep Mila already? Why did he have to wait?
He wanted to wait till his commandment.
Why?
Because of bris.
Because it's a bris. You can't have a one-sided bris. Has to be. Had to wait. Right? He had to wait. I'll just say because he... That's a separate story. also it says Asan Seh because who how did he have a right to hurt himself and to make a mark to be a pagam on his body? Without being commanded to do that, you have no right to do that. Ah, you want to wear tefillin, so wear tefillin. Not stopping you, not doing anything wrong, but to hurt yourself, who gave you the right to do that? Okay. Amalei, imkein, mitzvosai, vitorosai, lamali. I want to say it in plural. Obviously, it was more. Amara, amar, v'ite, amarav, what's that? Ite, ravashi, kim, afm, afilu, afmavino, afilu, erif, tafshilin. Even erif, tafshilin, he kept. Even erif, tafshilin. Says Rashi on the top line on the left side, she'ena halacha l'moshe mithinai. What's the erif, tafshilin? Not halacha l'moshe mithinai. Ella, takana, sofrim, Shasidin Lasakin. It's a durabanon that's going to be invented.
So how is it allowed? No, I won't say
so.
That's what the Ritva says. The Chassam Sofer says that's why. Why is Erev Tavshilin of all things picked? So the Chassam Sofer says to tell you another day he kept Yontif. You can't keep Yontif. The Ritva says. To tell you, what's the purpose of Erev Tavshilin? It doesn't have an inherent purpose. It's just to remind you.
It helps you override.
Right. It's just exactly. So what is it really? It's a reminder. That's all it is. It doesn't have inherent value. It's not like you when you do Erev Tavshilin, what are you doing?
You're starting cooking.
Exactly. So it's the reminder. Does it get you closer to Hashem? So L'chor, it doesn't.
Every mitzvah does.
So, but this one's a little different. Think about it. What is it really? It's just that you shouldn't forget that you have to do achana, so you start now. It's to give you a benefit. It doesn't have inherent value. It's like every erev is like that also. Yeah. Other erevs are also. It allows you that you don't have to be stuck without cooking.
Exactly.
So it's something for your benefit. What if you don't do it? Okay, so you didn't do it. Even that he did. That's what Ritva says. The Chassam Sofer says what Mati said to show you that he even kept Yontif. The Gra has a brilliant thing. He says that it's a mistake. It's not Erev Tavshilin. It's Erev Tchumen. And it was an Ayin Tav, which is Erev Tchumen. And someone changed it. Someone didn't realize and changed it to Erev Tavshilin. And the original version was Erev Tchumen. Erev Tchumen is how far you're allowed to walk. With fits with the pasuk of Akev, which is your heel. Akev, you didn't listen. Akev, because Hashem listened, because Avram listened, so it has a much more better connection. That's interesting. Yeah.
One small question. Why, if he was considered like a ger, he didn't have a bris mila.
Yeah.
How was he allowed to keep Shabbos? A ger is not allowed to keep Shabbos.
I have all these questions.
Yeah. No, but that is a brilliant answer. Because until the Matan Torah, the concept of Erev and Boker, the day starting at night, only began the Matan Torah. The Adam Arish was created during the day.
Uh-huh.
So the day were counted, like the God, the entire world counted the day as. And so technically speaking, he started to, if he kept Shabbos on Friday night and Shabbos, he was not according to those concepts on those days. That was not what the Shabbos was.
I have a problem with that. The Ashkim Matan Boker. Otherwise, why don't you just
do?
As soon as Hashem told him, why don't you just run
now?
On that spot.
So Rishonim asked that question. Do you see from there?
And he went
to sleep. That's Tosfos asks it right here. Tosfos asks it. The first. Well, why didn't you do it the night before? So Zrizim is not the night before. There's no Zrizim the night before.
Why not?
There isn't.
That's exactly what this Tosfos discusses.
I was going to learn it, and then I decided not to. That's exactly what he discusses. There's no Zrizim from the night before. You see from here, from this Tosfos. Why? I don't know. You have to see why. So everyone asks the famous question. If they kept the Torah beforehand, how could Yaakov marry two sisters? And how could Amram marry his aunt? Those are the two big problems with this Gemara.
Shimon married Dina.
What?
Shimon married Dina.
So Shimon marrying Dina is only a Medrash. If you hold from that Medrash, it's a Kasha. That's a kasha, the medrash. What? It's a medrash, so it's a kasha also. All the same question. So some answer, the cheapest answer is, well, only the avos, not anyone else. Tana kasha on Shimon, tana kasha on Amram. That's a pretty cheap answer. Others say.
It doesn't answer Amram. It doesn't answer Yaakov.
No, it doesn't answer Yaakov. So the Ramban says a famous answer that the mitzvos only applied in Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't mean they only applied in Eretz Yisrael. He really says, by the way, that it's a sod. It's a sod that the mitzvahs have a different chashivas in Eretz Yisrael.
That's a terrible answer.
Right. So the nefesh achayim.
That halacha applies everywhere.
Right. So the nefesh right. The nefesh achayim, I think, gives a very mystical answer, but it's a very good answer. The answer is, they kept the Torah, unless they had a reason not to keep it. And they saw, Yaakov saw. Now, if you're these types of people, you can see these things. We can't see these things, and we can never. Once the Torah was given, you can never outsmart it. But Yaakov knew, somehow, he's supposed to marry these two women. All right, the Torah wasn't given yet. For whatever reason, I have to do this. You know? Makes a lot of sense. They're bound by it, unless they don't have to be bound by it.
You may have said that after the fact.
Right.
Because before the fact, he obviously didn't know it.
That's according to the Ramban. Now, I'll tell you one thing. So listen to this. There's a Gemara which we learned in Sakhim.
There's a Gemara. She couldn't. He made good marriage to two wives. She's the second one. I said why it was her, not the other one.
Because of the curse of the when she took the things.
No, that's not.
Curse, and he said,
so why didn't she drop it on the spot?
Exactly. What she have to wait for?
Listen to this. The Gemara himself says that Lasid Lavo is going to be a big suda, and Hashem's going to offer the coats of benching to Avram. And he's going to say, oh, I can't bench. I had Yishmael. Then he's going to offer it to Yitzchak. And Yitzchak's going to say, I can't bench. I had Esau. Then he's going to offer it to Yaakov. And Yaakov's going to say, I can't bench. I married two sisters. Ask Rav Kook, one second. If he was bound by the Torah, like this Gemara says, then why did he do it? And if he wasn't bound by the Torah, why is it going to stop? Why is it going to stop him? What's the issue? What's the issue? Right? So what kind of answer is that? I'm not... If it comes to the Chumash Kavod tomorrow, I hear the answer to that one. If I can figure out what Rav Kook is saying, we'll have it to be part of the Chumash Kavod tomorrow. This Hebrew is so hard. And even when I've gotten the Hebrew down, I think I got... I don't know what he's saying. I'm not exactly sure what he's saying. But I'll try. Yeah, right.
It seems that
you sponsor it, they'll do it. You sponsor it, they'll publish it. Don't worry, they'll do it. That's what hopefully we'll do tomorrow at the Chumash Chabura. Anyway, where am I up to? Shenemar Tarosi Achas Torah Torah Shabbatah Beachas Torah Shabbatah. Okay. If time to do the next Gemara, yeah, we'll try to do it. Masya Ben Shmuel Omer Ru Amrahim. He would say, somebody would say, is it lit up? And the other one would say, yeah. So who's talking? So, Man Amar Hain, who said, yeah? Ilema hach dekoya igra. There's a guy standing on the roof. Hu chalam, hu b'vasher. What, he dreamed and then he gave an interpretation to the dream. In other words, he's standing there. Is it lit up? Yeah, it's lit up. That doesn't make any sense. Same guy. He's on the roof. He's asking himself, it lit up? Yeah, it's lit up. That can't be right, right? Ella... Hach the koya ara minayada. How would someone on the ground know? Right? So Iba Yisema like this. Hach the koya ara, Iba Yisema hach the koya igra. You could go both ways. Someone on the ground or someone up there. Iba Yisema hach the koya igra. Listen to this. There's a guy up on the roof. Right, so there's a guy up. How does it work? So it goes both ways. There's a guy up on the roof. Amar Ihu. Heyer Pnei Kol Mizrach. It's lit up. The guy on the roof would say, look, I'm up here. I see it's lit up. I see a little bit light over there in the horizon. Amalei, hach tekoya ira at Chevron? And the guy down below would say, did it reach Chevron? Amalei, hey, you ain't. Yeah, it did. And Rashi says, that you mentioned Chevron. Rashi says, you mentioned Chevron. He says over here, Omatzinu b'tamad Yerushalmi, kedei lahazkir schutz avos maskir in Chevron. It's just for schutz avos. It's not even true. It's too far away, right. V'ibay seima, or you could look at it the other way around. Hach dekoya ara amar. Iu heir pnei mizrach. The one on the ground would say, "Did it lit up already?" Va'amalei ad shebechevron, and the guy up there would say, "Yeah, it's still chevron." Va'amalei hey, he would say, "Yeah, good, excellent." That's how you could learn it either way. Okay. All right, you know, we'll stop here because. We'll stop here. Tomorrow also is a lot of some famous, tomorrow's very famous stuff. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good Shabbos.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.